بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شرف الله الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت شاكي محمد اختصاب رحمة الله تعالى عليه سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چھپ کے تھے کل سینائے انبیاء جس سے چھپ کے تھے کل سینائے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم ملتزم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم معجزہ ہے کہ آلہ تھے پیمانہ تھے معجزہ ہے کہ آلہ تھے پیمانہ تھے وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں ہے مگر دوست تو پاسبان حرم ہے مگر دوست تو پاسبان حرم ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبے سے بھی رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبے سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں درمیان حرم روزہ محترم درمیان حرم روزہ محترم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی ہے حاضری آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی ہے حاضری ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم For the benefit of our brothers who didn't understand, otherwise what a beautiful poem. Sue Taiba Chale Nabi Ke Qadam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat and went to Medina Sharif. Meri qismat kaha ye tawaf haram. What is my taqdeer? I am having the opportunity of making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. Jis zami par chale the Nabi Ke Qadam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, I am walking there today. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء the multazam where all the انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام put their bosoms and they stretched out their hands and made dua to Allah میرا سینہ کو حاصل ہے وہ multazam I'm there where all the every نبی our نبی علیہ الصلوۃ they were there whose bosom was kind there اللہ اکبر معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے It is a miracle when there weren't any instruments of measurement. Waste dunya mein hai Kaaba e Muhtaram. At that time Allah put the Kaaba Sharif perfectly right in the center of the world. Aur banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar. And Allah made his house so small the Kaaba Sharif. Sahil hota ki sabko tawaf haram. So that everyone can make the tawaf easily. Hazrat says, if the Kaaba was from Makkah till Jeddah and you had to make one round, all should fall down and Varna Malik agar ghar banata bara. If Allah made his house like big people make big, big houses. If Allah did that, kha ke ghaj girte sab zahirin haram. All who should go should fall down, they are unconscious. Apne Kaaba ka phera kya mukhtasar. And Allah made it so short just to make the tawaf of the Kaaba. Sahibi bait ki hai ye shani karam. This is the great karam, ihsan of Allah that He made us to pay our homage, to fulfill the rites. So easy He made it for us. Go haram ke paharo pe sabza nahi. There is no greenery. There is not Switzerland, Kashmir, garden route, Eastern Transvaal. The all the mountains of around the Kaaba, hey, magar dosto paasbaan e haram. But they are the protectors of the haram, and as Hazrat explains in front, they are protectors of Tawheed, that you are focused only on the Kaaba. As Hazrat explained, that if you, warna haji darakhton mein baithe hue, otherwise haji should go for picnics every day. Kamre mein liya karte baaghe haram. And they should take their cameras and be taking photos, making picnic. And no tawheed. A person should be going for now. Allah made it such that you focus only on the Kaaba. رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو. جبال حرم, if the mountains of the حرم were all that beautiful greenery, beautiful fountains, waterfalls, sceneries, dams, then they should have made the Haji away, take him away from Kaaba. Every day packing his picnic basket, today going for picnic here, tomorrow going for picnic there. And at the same time, we must be careful now with the shopping malls. Now people going to this shopping mall, that shopping mall. اب پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید, ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم. But these mountains also Allah made the intizam for the protection of the haram. And the main thing of the haram of Makkah, توحید. Allah protected it by making this mountain just bare rock. Nobody in the hot, hot sun, who's going to go sit there for picnic? یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم. There is also one great secret and system of Allah of that he made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make hijrat and passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. Then in this way, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم, if the روزہ مبارک was also in Makkah Sharif. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away in Makkah, Kaaba Sharif is also there, Rauza Mubarak also is there. Qalbi Aashik ke do tukre hote yahan. The heart of the Aashik should have been broken in two parts. Must I go Rauza Mubarak, must I go Haram Sharif. Darmiyane Haram, Rauza Muhtaram. Ja ke Taiba mein, de sabz gumbat pe jaan. Now Allah made it such, you go to Madina Sharif and full attention there. Durood Sharif, As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. What great relief and great enjoyment now you go to Kaaba. Or Makkah mein ho ja fida-e haram. And when you in Makkah, tawaf now, multazam now, or Safa Marwa now. Now you are devoted here. Bute watan ki bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye. The idol of loving your home and your hometown, that idol was also broken by hijrat. Everyone cherishes the place where he was born, where he grew up, everything. But by alhamdulillah, by the hijrat, that idol of the love of your home and your hometown is also broken. Sue Taiba chale jab Nabi ke qadam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Madinatul Munawwara. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hazri. And to be present, Hazrat says, for me, for Hazrat, and this is for all our conditions should be such that when we have give our attendance at a Kaaba Sharif, ek na ahal par hai khuda ka karam. It is only the kindness of Allah that where me, a sinner, a useless person, I'm the worst of the creation, and I'm here in the haram of Allah, the haram of Makkah, there should be, a person should feel that way. May Allah grant us the reality, inshallah. When I started, my head was heavy. When I now Allah made my head light, I make dua, Allah keeps it light. Sometimes it becomes so heavy.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت فعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. وقال تبارك وتعالى الحج أشهر معلومات. وقال تبارك وتعالى ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. علماء الكرام, ladies and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us again with a beautiful Muslim in the season of Hajj. And together with Hajj comes the season, the atmosphere of Qurbani. Every year we hear from Hazrat Wala, Allah Ta'ala grant him good health, afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Keep us the shadow upon us for a very long time with the afiyat, the khidmat of deen. That every year we hear Hazrat inspiring us in regards to Qurbani. But at one time, the spirit of Qurbani was almost not found. Hazrat would say that many a person, the time had come, is sitting from behind the desk, he would sign off the check and say, distribute my zakat. He would now sign off the check and say, so many Qurbani for this country and that country. But through his fervor and his love and urgency in the heart, Hazrat once again has inspired the Ummah to make Qurbani with their own hands. Spill blood on the day of Qurbani, iraqatul dam, which Allah Ta'ala loves. They spill the blood of the animal. Every drop is a nakidah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I recollect the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. What a household Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given as a namuna. That in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, there was uswa, there's a way of life. Which Allah Ta'ala mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. That we have revealed to you that you follow the millet and the religion and the way of life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Or maybe you follow him, your grandfather. That wa'i was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we were commanded, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You أَنِتَّبِعْ. You follow millet Ibrahim. And your ummat follow you. There's a direct link to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. That our religion, our deen of Islam was based upon millet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The Qurbani, the sacrifice, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala granted him Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was it in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam? Muhabbatullah. Hazrat says, وَإِذِي ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Unique tarjum Hazrat makes. He says, remember the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with different types of tests. As a young boy, with his father Azar, sculpturing idols, making idols, selling them, بَاعِي الْأَسْنَام, the seller of idols. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam asked his father, what is this? Why do you worship these idols? And then finally, قال سلام عليك, tells his father, سلام عليك. I can't live with you anymore. The urgency in the heart, the feeling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to find the supreme majestic being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah in the heart from a young age, tender age already. He leaves the father searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he looks and he ponders at the sky, at the moon. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. He sees the sun, he sees the moon, he sees the stars, and he says, this is my Rabb, this is my Rabb. Then as it disappears and vanishes, he says, this cannot be my Rabb. Then he says, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا. That I turn my entire being existence to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ, who created the sun, the sky, the moon, and everything. Breaking away, cutting off from all other religions. Turning only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure tawheed in the heart. Pure tawheed. And the Hazrat always says, pure tawheed aqaid learned from the ulama of Diyoban. What is tawheed? How do you sacrifice your lives to revive tawheed entire ummah, two-thirds of the effort of deen done by ulama of Diyoban? Allah ta'ala keep us upon the creed and give us more upon the creed. He turned away, cutting himself completely. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He made bara'at that I'm not among the mushrikeen. Then to searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the court of Namrud, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ. Nabi of Allah is the best. The deen, you see, the one with whom Namrud was arguing in regards to his Rabb, that Allah had given him kingdom, sovereignty. And I debate with Ibrahim alayhi salatu, a young man, the lion's den. But what must have been in his heart? The tawheed, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the debate is on. And he said, my Rabb, yuhi wa yumit. My Rabb gives life, he gives death. Namrud says, ana yuhi wa umit. I also give life and death. He calls a slave, sets him free, he says, see, I gave him life. Calls another slave, he kills him, I give death. Allah Ta'ala put on his tongue, قَالَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ.
And my Rabbi is the one that brings the sun from the east. You challenge that? فَبُوْهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ The one who kufr in his heart was taken aback. This I can't do. The listeners, Hazrat says, وَإِذِي تَرَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ Different stages Allah Ta'ala tested him and tested him. Then finally the fire was made. Now you throw him in. The final test of Tawheed. The catapult is put. And now he is flung. He sees a fire. The angels come to his assistance. Did Allah Ta'ala send you? He says, no. Say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need anybody else. This he went through all the tests. The Hazrat says, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ has this beautiful tarjuma. He passed with flying colors. He passed with flying colors every test. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam with flying colors. And then it came now to his family. Finally he gets a son in old age. Allah Ta'ala says, now make hijrat and leave him and his mother. Now it is that young son. From Mubarak Zameen he leaves with Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. And he comes to Hijaz al-Muqaddas. Nothing over there. Little supply of food. Test of iman, an old man. An old man being tested now about his iman. That you are to be the grandfather of Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The foundation is being laid. The family of Qurbani, from whom Allah Ta'ala took work and took sacrifice, that my Nabi is going to come. The ultimate has to be given. The works of pain and the burn of the heart. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted everything out from the heart completely. It's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love is pumping in every vessel of the body. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tawheed. He leaves his wife, بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرَعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ Barren land, nothing over there, no vegetation, no water. How beautiful is Hakim Saab. Rahmatullah used to say, Allah Ta'ala chose the barren land of Makkah al-Mukarramah, not the Swiss Alps, or Kashmir, some beautiful place. And the Banda, when you come here, it's only me and you. There's no waterfalls, there's no garden, there's no pond. Allah Ta'ala made it so hot also. And the Banda will come, they won't have accommodation, they will stay in the mountains, in the fields. That they will have to relieve themselves. Because of the heat, there will be no germs that will spread. Allah Ta'ala made the Kaaba Sharif such a size also that every person can make tawaf also. Warna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala malikul muluk, the king of all kings. If you wanted now make a palace according to Hishkan, Allah knows best. From Makkah Mukarramah to Jiddah. Now make tawaf. Allah's great fazl and karam says, Allah Ta'ala made it that size, so my banda can make tawaf also. Little boy will get tired, Imam Muhabbat. So all this Allah Ta'ala prepared, go and leave them there. Now he is left over there. Hazrat Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, infant child, no water available, water gets finished. But Allah Ta'ala's nizam was in motion. The whole foundation was being laid for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first reason say, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was allowed to come and see his son a few times, but no direct mulaqats. Sit on the camel, just look how he's fleeing and go back. No interaction. Finally, after all those years, a young boy now, 10, 11 years old, now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam comes and he sees the dream. We just passed through today, Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The day of Tarwiyah, the 8th of Zulhijjah. May Allah Ta'ala take all of us for Hajj over and over again. The day of Tarwiyah, Mufassirin say on the night, the 8th started last night, after Maghrib. There was a night Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam went to sleep. And he sees his dream that is torturing his son. He wakes up in the morning, for example, today this morning. He says, Rawa Ibrahim, anna hadhi ru'ya min Allah min ash-shaytan. The Rawa, he began to itafakkara, began to ponder and think. It was his dream from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan is sacrificing my son. To all his years, the muhabbat of the son has come in the heart. He passes the whole day. Then he sleeps the next night. This is the night. The night of Arafah, Lilatul Arafah. He sleeps that night and he sees the dream once again. He wakes up the next morning. عَرَفَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَنَّ هَذِي رُؤْيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ Arafah, he recognized and he realized that this dream was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the day is called Yawm Arafah. The day the Hajj goes and recognizes, he sees the tazalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with the sky to the sama' al-dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distributing maghfirat for the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned on the Hajjatul Wada, almost 5 hours in the sun. And every dua only for the ummah. Almost 5 hours in the sun. Then tomorrow night, the night of Eid, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam sees the dream again. He wakes up the next morning, he decides today is the day of Nahar. Yawmun Nahar, the day of slaughter. Now he takes his son. He asks him, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ. He says, oh my beloved son. The way he addressed him, oh my bachu, my beta, oh my beloved son. Is it just now commanding and demanding and shouting? Like how many a parent nowadays, they say now, that money stop, go pay achya waqat ni male. I got plenty of money, there's no time. What he wants, he must talk quickly. We can buy the love, but we don't have time to give. But here the father comes and he says, oh my beloved son, inni ara fil manam, I've seen in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Mada tara, what do you think? Assisting him. A young boy, not even 12, 13 years old. Today I wake up my son for Fajr Salah. Father will come to the masjid all alone. Where's your son? Oh, he's still young. Aju nalloche. Nadan. But this young boy is so mature. Hazrat says, when I pondered over this ayat, I realized that this is a system of deen. That the young boy at this age already was so mature in his thinking that his father could engage with him in a discussion. How many a young boy of 10, 11 years old with a Western education can a father engage with him in a discussion? He wants his PSP, he wants a Wii, he wants Wi-Fi, he wants this, he wants that. He wants to play games, still 25. Still 25. Because of Western culture, Western education. But the correct tarbiyat in the house, ta'aleem, Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, the child matures very quickly. We see our boys in madrasa, 15-year-old boy, 16-year-old boy studying ilm, compared to a 16-year-old in school, chalk and cheese. So mature, he's talking about big masail. The 15-year-old is making takrar, you will hear them in the madrasa, making takrar of kitab al-talaq, kitab al-buyur. He's talking big masail. And the boy in school is discussing geography, discussing science is going to change next year. They found a dwarf planet. There's no more 9 planets, now there's a dwarf planet. It's changing all the time. And this boy, mashallah, 15, 16, so mature already. The boy is 20, 25, he becomes imam of the masjid. He has taluk with the mashayikh. He has a shaykh above him. This 25, 50-year-old man is coming to him, imam sahab, shall I open the dukan or don't open the dukan? Man, double the age is making mashwara with him. Because dini talib. This proposal came to my daughter, shall I give her up? Imam sahab, what's your opinion? 20-year-old boy, 25-year-old boy. This is deen, as it says. This was deen in the house. And as it says now, that what's the question posed, that when the father asked that question, oh my son, I've seen this dream, what do you think? Qala, he said, Ya Abati, oh my beloved father. Oh my beloved father. Father was hardly at home. Like now the psychologist will say, the absent father syndrome. Father not at home. So son will become delinquent. Father was fulfilling the purpose of his life. Deen of his life. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. Shakira lin umi, ijtabahu wa hadahu. Allah Ta'ala showed his ni'mas upon him. Father was gone. But Allah Ta'ala's wireless system is such, we get now in Durban, when it's closed on the burbs, we feel cold in Durban. There's a natural phenomenon. So imagine now when the father has a burn in the heart, the spiritual world. How that will spread, no matter how far the child may be. The air is snowing, and here in Durban we are feeling cold. Here the father was a Philistine, but the heart was burning. Here Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, from him came Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. From Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam came his 12 sons. And all the Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Israel is the title of Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, meaning Abdullah. All his children, almost 70,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam came only to Bani Israel. The last one, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here the cousin, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's brother, and all his so-called nephews and cousins, all Anbiya, Nabi upon Nabi, Nabi upon Nabi. But over here, no Nabi is coming, no Nabi is coming. So they began to think, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ. The Jews began to think, we are the children of Allah. وَأَحِبَّاءُ, His beloveds. Allah Baq loves us. We are the chosen people. Look at the Arabs. But little did they know what Allah Ta'ala had prepared for their qurbani, their sacrifice. Ya Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is making mashwara, taking imtihan of his son. And he says, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, if'al ma tu'mar. Do as you have been commanded. Whatever the command is, whether salah time is up, better wake up, Abba, I'm ready. Because there's ta'lim in the home. There's majlis in the home. There's halqa of deen taking place in the house. Tarbiyat is being made. He asks the son after how many years we do mulaqat. And now he tells him off the cuff, I've seen this dream. I've told my son that I've seen this dream, that I'm slaughtering you. Chalo, let's go. We can imagine the reaction. What the son might say, Abba, you made wuzu and you slept. Did you read your dua? Maybe you overate last night. Adraku ahlam, all mixed up things you see. But he had to reply instantly. Do as you have been commanded. Satyajiduni, soon you will find me, insha'Allah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, from those that are patient. Bin as-sabiri. He has posed a question that what inspired this young boy to give such a mature reply? Young boy like this. Such a mature reply. Was it the blood of Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam? Or was it the tarbiyah of the mother Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha? So Hazrat says, Al-waladu sirrun li-abihi. The child is the secret of the father's heart. What burn the father will have? In around 2001, we went to suffer with Hazrat to Potties. We had breakfast at somebody's house. So after breakfast, we're sitting on the veranda. Young boy, possibly 5-6 years old, maybe older than that also. All the cars were parked facing towards the veranda. So young boy is running up and down, and he's telling his dada, dada, see that, that's a 1.6 GLI, that's a 1.3. He's looking at the grill of the car, the front of the car. So Hazrat is astonished. He says, this young boy hardly can read, but he knows the model of the cars. So he asks the grandfather, how come this boy knows all the cars? He says, Maulana, what must I tell you? But his father, this was a dada, he says, this boy's father, my son, is a car fanatic. Ask this boy the last 5 years, who held the pole position in the F Formula 1, he'll tell you also. There's a lingo at home. That's why he talks at home. There's the father's passion. So the son picked it up. This is the passion, Hazrat says, that was in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qurbani, sacrifice, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cut himself off completely everything. When he asks his son now, what do you think? What is your opinion? What is your eye? Say, I am ready. If Allah Ta'ala wills, I will be among those that are patient. I will make sabr. But fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the foundation of Qurban is being laid. He takes his son Yawmul Nahar, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, and now they proceed. These are all the amal of Hajj. That Allah Ta'ala is laying down for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Qiyamah. Here the father goes, old man, takes his son, the first Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn right. Before that, Anbiya alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ummah, the different features and qualities they had, we follow that of Ibrahim alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This old man taking his young son, possibly holding his hand, taking him along. Then the shaitan comes in different form. Then what are you doing with him? Tries to beguile him, deceive him, throws a stone at him, turns into stone. 3 times it happens. Then the son tells the father, when you are about to slaughter me, put me head down. So you don't see my face. And now he takes out the knife. And he begins to slaughter him from the back. Then he hears a call from the sky, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When he looks up, he sees a malaika coming down with a ram from Jannah. That, O my Ibrahim, fa'atammahun, you have passed with flying colors. You have passed with flying colors. The takbir at the shriq, which we will start tomorrow morning at Fajr. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam looks up and see this is Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And Ismail alayhi salam replies, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi l-haq. Hazrat says, when you're reading Takbirat al-Shariq, ponder a little bit. Children may now, it becomes on chorus, rounded in the Imam, or the Imam for what? But Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. I am more. I have no status. I have no profile. I am nothing. This is stepping stone to annihilation. Allah, everything is you. Everything is you. Allahu Akbar. And based upon your Allahu Akbar in the heart, will answer the question in the qabr, Mar Rabbuk? Who is your Rabb? Every day I said in my heart, Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is my Rabb. So this is ponder over Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, there is no ilah, there is no deity. When a person is in need, at that moment of time, the direction towards which his heart goes, that is his ilah, his deity. When the mushrikeen of Makkah al-Mukarramah, as it mentioned in Quran Sharif, in regards to them, وَجَرَيْنَا بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. When they should go out at sea, and the winds were in favor, and the ship was moving, and suddenly the tide changed, and the storm brewed up, and the ship was in the center of the ocean, hitting from all sides, دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. Now they will call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rectifying their belief that it is only Allah. Like this time. In our zamana, we give an example, a person will go to the filling station. He's having his nice car, tell the bowser, fill it up. Fill it up, bowser fills it up, it comes with payment, we take out the wallet, now there's no money in the wallet. What's the reaction? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. No. Allah Ta'ala came last. Mushrikeen of Makkah to come last. When they lost hope and everything, now they say, Ya Allah. So Hazrat says from the beginning, the La Ilaha, before you take out the wallet, Allah is only from you. The lesson of Iman. The lesson of Iman. Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmah used to say, the person who makes this practice every day, before doing anything, before starting the car, Hazrat says, Bismillah. Entering the house, Bismillah. Before eating, Bismillah. Every step of your life, Ya Allah, in your name I am starting. In your name, in your name. Through your help, through your qudrat. He said, that person now who will practice upon this daily, and he spreads others to do the same, encourages them, like how we find when we are eating also downstairs, Hazrat will say, read Bismillah. Read your dua. When you're going up, when you're coming down, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat used to say that the person now who has this habit every day, that at the time of his mouth, there will be no need to give him talqeen. And tell him, read La ilaha illallah. My entire life was La ilaha illallah. Every day I was telling people La ilaha illallah. In the house I was making talim, telling the children, read Bismillah, La ilaha illallah. Hazrat says that among the Arabs, they still have this. Everything happens, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. InshaAllah, MashaAllah. So this is part of our sunnah. So here now he says, when we sing the Takbirat al-Shariq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. All hamd and praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any khubi, the good quality I have, or anybody else has, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good quality a person has is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we had this Sai Jalsa in Pochepston, Hazrat delivered the Jumu'ah Bayan. So after the Jumu'ah Bayan, we were in the same car with Hazrat. So I said to Hazrat, Hazrat, the Bayan was ajeeb. Dilku hilaya, shook the heart. Hazrat's response, Allah ka fazal hai, Allah's karam. Ham kya? He says, only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hazrat taught me a beautiful lesson. Allah Ta'ala made me maaf, I can't remember the Urdu, but inshallah, I would ask Hazrat for it. Hazrat said, Mawlana Yusuf, when somebody has to praise you, how do you respond, do you know? He said, I don't know. What I can remember, in English, Hazrat says, you must say to yourself, Ya Allah, your greatness, my lowliness. Ya Allah, your grandeur, my bandagi. Ya Allah, your power, I'm a useless. Refer everything to Allah. And then you will find that وَلُلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, people will praise you, but you realize this belongs to Allah. I can wake up in the morning and my voice is gone. What imamat am I going to do? Allah is only from you. A person now can have all the strength, doing all the bodybuilding, one nerve will twitch. Hazrat says, now for you to pass the entire day, reach the night, have a good sleep, wake up in the morning, have breakfast and go to work, you are a living miracle. Because it's easier for a person to be underground than being above the ground. You are a living ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to pass the entire day, no heart attack, no stroke, no blood cluttered up in your brain, you slept the night, you had no indigestion, no chore came into the house, you woke up in the morning, smiling, nice breakfast. Allah has millions and millions of ni'mat upon you. Just after we had this accident, and my bones broke in my hand, and telling the family that now Hazrat Bayan is making sense to me. And for 40 years, we used their hands. Now I'm not making sabr, I'm making shukr for Allah. Ya Allah, for 40 years, what ni'mat, Hazrat speaking about ni'mat all the time. Hazrat will explain now that a person doesn't have the elbow bone, how is he to put the food in his mouth? I know for 3 weeks I couldn't put food in my mouth. Somebody had to feed me. Hazrat will say, your most beautiful wife who you love so much, she will feed you, but you know how much you want in your mouth. I know how much I want in my mouth. That is the ni'mat of Allah. So you see, Allah's qudrat is such that when you wake up in the morning, we are just like puppets. How you have the puppet show, the person has the strings attached to his fingers, covering the arms, the hand, the mouth. I see, we wake up in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are just puppets, we got nothing. Abdukul kamzor, ajiz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His wireless system, millions of ni'mat are flowing through into our bodies. Our digestion system, your eyes, you wake up, you can see everything. Your speech, your hearing, everything activated. I'm saying to the family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just released two strings of my two hands and see what happened. Say, Banda, you take care of it. Banda can't do anything. Allah Ta'ala's engineering, Allah Ta'ala's wiring of the hands and the nerves, who can match it? All the doctors can do an operation, put two steel plates, they'll close it up, damage control, and they say, hope for the best. Hope for the best. The beauty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's creation, Allah's kamal, Allah's jamal, Hazrat teaching us all the time. Look at Allah's beauty, how He made insan. Alladhi khalaqaka, fasawwaka, fa'adalak. It wasn't on big eye, on small pimple, on big elephant ear, and a small puny little ear. Allah Ta'ala made everything so beautiful. Look at the texture of the skin. A person as we have now, there's one scar, and look at the other hand, how beautiful is here, Allah. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. What beauty Allah Ta'ala created in some. So all praise belongs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Allah, all praise is to you. Hazrat says, somebody has to praise you. He says, understand that what a person that is. What beautiful eyes he has to see good in you. You take him the praise, Jazakallah khair. He says, Ma'ana, what a bayan, your qirat. Jazakallah, Jazakallah. Hazrat says, look at what a person he is. What a beautiful heart, what beautiful eyes he has, that he could see the beauty in you and tell you about it also. Hazrat says, that person is worth being praised, not you. So here now, in takbirat al-shariq, a person, walillahi alhamd, ya Allah, all praise is only for you. All praise is only for you, belongs to you, nothing belongs to me. Whether it's praise of insan to insan, insan praising Allah, Allah praising insan, it only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he finishes the test of sorting his son, the qurbani, which today we have also, 2 days time qurbani will begin. Iraqat al-dam, ihraq al-dam, spilling of blood. Every drop of blood, the animal will be a convenience in the day of Qiyamah. Fatibu, Hazrat says that now open your heart and make qurbani. Enjoy it. So Hazrat's encouragement of all these years, how many brothers, alhamdulillah, in our own homes now we're keeping animals, we're slaughtering. The old age is coming out. Enjoying it, that this is part of our ibadat. Hazrat says this is also practice now for jihad, you can see blood. There's so much of hikmat and wisdom in one man's sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is beyond comprehension. Now you go to the hospital, you will find they have cartoons. They say that now Sipu says, wash your hands before eating. And Sipu says, now after you urinate, wash your hands. before you eat, wash your hands. So they say, la, it took them 1,400 years to catch up with one sunnah. After make the microscope and telescope and all these things over here, to find the bacteria, so find out, they're telling you the wisdom of one simple sunnah. How many more thousands of years it will take them now to cover all the sunnahs? They'll never come to the end of it. What a deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam laid the foundation down. So this says, now make the qurbani, open your heart to make the qurbani. There's a deal now for the clothes to become soiled with blood of the animal. And just as a person putting their life on the neck of the animal, a person ponders a little while before that. That, ya Allah, all my bad habits, that bimari of mine which is holding me back from you, that I'm laying it down now. And taking your name and stuttering it, the dagger of taqwa pierced the heart that it bleed. That now no more. That all this thing must come out from my life. Now the islah of my heart must take place. That a person takes the animal life, but now that nafs that is killing a person within him, now to take the dagger and pierce that nafs. Ya Allah, how long, how many years will continue like this? How many years qurbani I have made already? How many more to go? There should be a direction of my life changing now. Islah of my life. That a person at that time makes the intention. Make the intention in the niyat. And the person, as I say, skin the animal yourself. Take your time, it's your animal. Enjoy the day of qurbani. And the first meal, the meat of the animal, the qurbani meat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one giving da'wat on that day. Can't give roza on that day. Allah ta'ala said, I am the host. And now you eat and feed also. And that when it comes to feeding, Hazrat explains now, that our tarteeb now of the meat is different. And kitab is something else. Our tarteeb is 1/3 now for the dry stand, 1/3 for the deep freeze, and 1/3 we store for next year. Is our tarteeb. There is nubi tarteeb, Allah says you have a problem. That neighbors who we are keeping in the house, they are helping to pack the meat. Allah says, give us something, some good meat also. Let her enjoy it. Should not be able to say that now, she's seeing everything, was coming in the house, so many items we're bringing, the shopping, everything. And then to now, as they say, the mattress you used so many years, the mattress is finished. Now you know, buy a new one. Now you must sell it to her. As you sell it to you, every month will cut your wages. Give it to her with open heart. The radio you had now, the cassette broke, only the CD is working, you know, update it now, tell her we'll sell it to you. He says, if you know, do that now, she'll send somebody to pick it up. When you're sleeping, she'll send someone to pick it up. Open the heart and give it. As I say, there was an incident also, some people chose book into somebody's house, they woke up the old man, they told him, we came to collect the zakat, you didn't pay. You're not giving it, but you told him, we came to collect the zakat. This is the time to open the heart and to give. And what do you think, qurbani, how many millions of animals are being slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but no shortage. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you slaughter in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. How many animals you find becoming extinct? They are rare. But those that you are slaughtering every day, every year, how many millions? New Zealand we went, they say 80 million sheep in New Zealand only. Australia calls it their backyard. So many sheep. We call Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Person taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was laid down by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So all this test Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam passed through. When he came to qurbani of his family, of his son. So here this case, as a young boy at this age, gives such a reply. That, oh my father, do as you have been commanded. So you see, what was it? Was it the blood of Khalilullah alayhi salatu wa salam, or tarbiyat of the mother? So what is in the father's heart? As it says, many a times you'll find a person is just like dindar, like a muttaqi person. But in the heart, the love for dunya is still there. The love for dunya is still there. He may be an alim of deen, maybe he's serving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming from majalis. The love of dunya is still there. I still have to give my children education. I still have to send them to school and to varsity. He says, abhi tak dil musalman nahi hua. As if the heart hasn't become Muslim. Outwardly, yes. A person looks like a Muslim. The example Hazrat gives, that now the guest came, and you tell the person, you want, there's some cold drink, He said, we don't now, we're not encouraging people to drink cold drinks instead of drinks. But he said, have a Coke bottle in the fridge, but black vinegar inside. Person goes to drink it, he said, but this vinegar, outwardly looks like a Coke, but inside is vinegar. Should not be the outward we look like a Musliman, but inside is no Islam. A person buys a beautiful CD, they go to the Amma. He's going on a long trip to Johannesburg or to Durban. He said, now I will listen to my Swaraz. Buys a CD, got the Sheikh so and so, puts it on, the CD is blank. But they have the cover everything. And which para it is, who's the reader, how many tracks there are also. But when he plays it, it's blank. Yes, he can go back possibly to the shop and they will assist him, they will change the CD for him. But the CD of the heart, the person may be looking now, so many Jews he got upon him, and he's got the topi and the kurta and the dari. But if inside he's not playing the same, what's on the outside, and he goes into the qabr, and now the CD will play blank, there's no coming back. There's no coming back. It's a one-way ticket. So here the lesson of Tawheed was taught. But that doesn't say that at that young age, so that says this made me think that at this young age already this young boy was so mature to give an answer like this, that, oh my father, as have you been commanded, carry it out. So that says then I travel, even India, Pakistan, different countries, and we notice there a young boy, 10, 11, 12, is running his father's shop. At that age already running his father's shop. You can count, he's taking money, he's giving change. Those who have been to India, Pakistan, they see this. The young boy now is repairing shoes, he can count, he's taking, he's repairing and he's giving change. If you go to a Markaz Arabian and also outside, the young boys are making the mozas, they're doing everything. He's hardly even buying his yet. As I say, it made me think and ponder. And this is the tartib of Sharia. That a person gets married age 20, 21, 22, then by the time his son is 10, 11, 12, he joins the father in the business already. By the time now, the father is 40 years old, he's already a grandfather. His son is married. Now, son, you take over. You go, they say the old man is 60 years old, he still wants the jewelry keys. The key must stay by me for the safe. Every day there, that box now, the cash must come to the house first. He says, so now, the young boy will remain nadan and immature. Say, by 40, 45, now your sleeping bag is already tied up. That is Allah, Allah. Send the grandchildren to me, I'll teach them. You run the shop. See, this is the tartib. But the Western tartib now, they say at 63 or 60, now your pension fund will like, when mature, now you can go into retirement. Now the time for qabr already. What retirement are you going to do? What have you, what minds have you made for your akhirat? As it says in the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala was seen, I'll come into my store lounge under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you haven't made the miles, then you can't enter. If you don't have the platinum card, you won't enter. Now's the place to get the miles. Now's the time to do it. So let's say this, I understood now from this incident that a boy from that age already because of the tribute of his mother and father. Wali Sa'sa was asked, some of our rakatum, when does tribute of the child begin? He said, once the mother comes to know that conception has taken place, at that time tarbiyat already begins. That time already. Although the child is in the womb, is not in this world as yet, hasn't come out, but the child still has feelings, the fist is still there. This I mentioned one day to one of the madrasa boys. So he was telling me, he says, that 2-3 years ago there was a professor from America that had come down, motivational speaker. So he was giving talks everywhere, non-Muslim. So he was doing research about the fetus, unborn child. So when his wife was pregnant, for six months of her pregnancy, every day for half an hour, he would read to the belly of his wife extracts in the encyclopedia to the unborn child. When the child was born, began to speak, he was speaking encyclopedia already. They understood that. So he said, from the child, the mother already knows that I am expecting the child. From that time already tarbiyat begins. Quran, tilawat, dhikr, fikr of deen. Then the child will come out like that also. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi, his father already, when he began to speak, he knew so much of Surah Al-Baqarah already. So like this now the child's tarbiyat will begin. So here I can say it was the tarbiyat, the sacrifice, and the love in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, And the tribute of the mother, the sabr she was making at home, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a son like Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And from there, finally, Khatamul Rasul, Khatamul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam came from there. This is the whole lesson of Qurbani, sacrificing of the animals, the Hujjaj will proceed tomorrow to Arafah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us also the Tajilliyat, the day of Arafah. And through their barakat, they're standing in the plains of Arafah. Allah Ta'ala make our maghfirat also. And Allah Ta'ala grant our Hazrat also good health, afiyat, siha, salamat. And extend His shadow upon us for a long time. How many people are making dua there also? So tomorrow is also the day of Arafah, where a person now makes dua for the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accept us, give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.